More than 140,000 volunteers are serving today in some 1,800 projects throughout our region. 5,000 volunteers descended on the headquarters at Girard College to put on a kids' carnival, workshops, discussions, trainings, as well as a health and fitness fair. For the fifth year, there's a jobs and opportunity fair with 26 employers. Volunteer Aoyanda Laia was involved in teaching children to play chess and Scrabble. She says Dr. King would have been pleased to see people from many different backgrounds teaming up together.
This is activity, and it's kind of in an enclosed, you know, forum. But I think this is really what he envisioned for the world, for people.
The day of service has grown so big by recruiting groups to participate. Carol Harvey and her sorority turned out in big numbers to help out. She says one day of harmony is not enough.
I think if each of us stepped up and lived this, as opposed to just celebrating it one day of the year, we say Martin Luther King Day 365 days of the year.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says the day of service is a good time for reflection.
A lot of times we get caught up in our world, and we've become selfish and self-centered. And Dr. King's legacy, and along with events like this, remind us that we are our brother's keeper and sister's keeper, and we need to help each other every day in life. No one's on their own.
As a former Peace Corps volunteer, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says he understands the value of service.
We really need to give back to our communities, to do what we can every day, not just on one day of the year, to make our communities better.
The event has broken volunteer records every year for 21 straight years since being established by Todd Bernstein and former U.S. Senator Harris Wofford.